In Iraq, the holy city of Najaf is enjoying a revival. It's the burial place of Imam Ali, the spiritual father of Shia Islam. For centuries, it's been the center of Shia learning. But during the 1980s and 90s, Saddam Hussein persecuted Iraq's majority Shia community, and the center of Shia power shifted to Iran. Now, 4 months after Saddam's ouster, Najaf is starting to reestablish itself. NPR's Kate Seeley visited Najaf, and she files this report.
Inside the vaulted 18th-century Kashfilerata Mosque, several turbaned scholars hold court in different corners. Some lecture on Arabic grammar, others on Islamic law. Groups of attentive students sit cross-legged at their feet. This is the Mahdiya School, one of many seminaries in Najaf where the world's Shia scholars have historically come to study. One of its most famous students, Ayatollah Khomeini, earned his religious credentials here and went on to become the father of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Shortly after that, Saddam Hussein cracked down hard on Najaf's religious leadership, collectively known as the Hauza. Student Jafar Ali says Saddam feared the emergence of an Iranian-inspired Islamist movement in Iraq. Saddam executed or exiled hundreds of teachers and students, he says, and tens of thousands were arrested. Najaf's religious community was purged again in 1991 after a failed Shia uprising against Saddam's rule. But since his overthrow last April, the holy city has slowly been coming back to life. Exiled Iraqi clerics are returning, Najaf seminaries are filling up once again with students, and inside the Imam Ali shrine, worshippers are engaging in Shia rituals long banned by Saddam Hussein, like self-flagellation. Western and Arab analysts are closely following this revival. Since 1979, Iran's hardline leaders have been the dominant force in Shia Islam. They espouse the idea of clerical supremacy, in which religious leaders command political power. Najaf, however, has traditionally followed what is called the quietist trend. Here, clerics limit their activities to religious affairs. Hussein al-Hakim is the son and spokesman of one of Najaf's four leading religious authorities, Ayatollah Muhammad Sayyid al-Hakim. The Hauza of Najaf don't seek political authority, says Hakim. We don't seek political positions. We believe that clerics have enough to do interpreting the religion. Hakim says Najaf's leading clerics will occasionally intervene in politics, issuing fatwas or religious edicts on matters of concern to the community. But the Hauza's position, he suggests, leaves the door open for an Iraq in which religion and politics are kept separate. Sheikh Ahmed al-Kabi, a mid-level cleric who recently returned from exile, says most Iraqi Shia reject the Iranian model. Many of us were in Iran, he says. We saw the way religion was corrupted there and the problems it created. We don't want a theocracy like that. The Iraqi people prefer democracy. But not all Iraqi Shia agree. Muqtada Sadr is a junior cleric with a large following, mainly among Baghdad's poor. Sadr openly advocates an Islamic state in Iraq. His followers have been forcing liquor stores to close and pressuring women to veil. Sadr has also been politically outspoken and strongly critical of the American-led occupation of Iraq. Abbas al-Rubai is a Sadr spokesman. We found out in a pretty short time that America lied to us and broke its promises. Why should we be patient with America, he asks. Analysts here say Muqtada Sadr is being encouraged by Iran's hardliners in an effort to challenge Najaf's moderate religious establishment. Iran's ayatollahs, they say, feel threatened by Najaf's reemergence and fear that their own hardline ideology will lose influence. Sayyid Farhad al-Kazwini, who heads a religious university in the city of Hilla, says Iran's conservatives have good reason to be worried. Of course, the power and leadership will return to the source, Najaf, he says. But Kazwini acknowledges that Najaf's future is also dependent on Iraq's stability, and that, he says, is very much up to the American occupation authorities. Kazwini warns that the U.S. must move more quickly to empower Iraqis. Otherwise, he says, more and more Shia will become susceptible to radical views like Muqtada Sadr's. Still, Kazwini, like some other Shia clerics here, is cautiously optimistic. For the first time in decades, they see the potential for a moderate Shiism to emerge, challenging Iran's radical clerics as the dominant voice in the Shiite world. Kate Seeley, NPR News.